Hello.
Oh, hi, Ahmed. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Sorry, Tina. I have on the waiting David from your company. Also, he's with me on the call.
Oh, I don't know who David is.
Fine. I will merge the call to not take his time more than this.
Okay.
To let him hang. Just a second, be
Sounds
with me.
good. Okay, no problem.
David, hello?
My name is George, yes.
George, I'm sorry. George, I have Mrs. Tina, she's with me on the call. I believe she will take care of the situation.
Okay, thank you so much for letting me know. You have a good day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Hi, Ahmed. Okay,
Hi, Tina.
so yeah, okay. Yeah, I got your email. That was smart to ask me to call you back before too, so I appreciate
I
that.
tried through the extensions, but it's not giving me any results
Oh
anyway.
no, it didn't get
Yeah.
through on my, okay, I'm gonna have them check that. Thank you for letting me know. I didn't, because I got calls yesterday, so it was working yesterday, but I'll try to figure out why. Did you get the notification from James in the verification
Tina, I wanna
about?
look. I understand about the payment, but let me explain the situation once you call me and you are assigned to my case.
Yes.
Tina, when my agreement started with you guys, I think
Yes.
it's from 10 to 11 months ago, I think. So anyway, I got in the beginning the promise. And it
Okay.
was like a gentle promise or gentle agreement or information what we can do, like showing the muscles. I got it like in 2 months, you will be in the first page and the verification will be done with Google. And I
Okay.
followed the directions and I want to make the verification once and twice and every single time it's getting failed and rejected, and the emails are back and forth between Google and me and your site too, and in vain. So anyway, and every single month you are taking your money and my right, I'm not taking it. And I didn't
I
even open my mouth. I didn't open my mouth and I didn't say anything and I just zipped it.
Yes,
But
I get it.
After that, within from 2 months ago, I started to make testing on the account from the team who are working with me, and it's working well and there is no problem about it. That whenever any client will see the website or will take the data, will receive it from our site. And when I checked with the other agencies, because I was working before as retail marketing director for Samsung Mobile in charge of Middle East and Africa before I come to
Wow.
the
Okay.
United
So
States.
you know what you're doing then. You have some good
Exactly.
experience. Okay, got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what happened, I checked with my agencies that I was working before with them. As per my previous position, they can help as much as they can. So I found out that the problem in the content, and this is what I mentioned to the guys, to Local
To
Splash. I told
James.
them, guys, you have a problem in the content. One of the pages, it mentioned that you are in Westfield and the other one in Central Indiana and the other one you are, and some of the words which is written is against their regulations already. So when they called me back, I told them, guys, please check the contents and do your best. Just check the contents. And when I had a call with one of the agents in regards of the content, I mentioned for him, write it, Westfield or Central Indiana, because I'm covering Central Indiana. You cannot trap me in one zone with one zip code, and I'm covering over them 120 zip codes, 33 cities and towns.
Okay.
So anyway, he changed only one page or one of the things that I mentioned. I told him, please check all the pages and make the review again and change it, that it can go, and please check for the content. You cannot give promises that I will give you the best of the best, because this is against the regulation. So you are giving these promises in the content. So whenever I'm making the verification, it's getting rejected. And right now, you are telling me to make the verification again. And I understand that Google, they changed, they made the release back again. So they changed the regulation at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. Ahmed, is when we spoke last, you told me that you had uploaded the video on 4 different attempts and for some reason it wasn't sticking, right? So I got you over to the verification department, and James had been in contact with Google to offer you the live video verification. Now, as of August 30th, they did say they approved that for you to do the live video verification. So it's the same process. So rather than uploading.
One,
yes. Go ahead.
I'm checking from the from Google, from the website, I have two. One is the major and one is the side or branch from the major. The major one is under the email e.sahni5@gmail.com. And this is the link that you are sending me to go to make the verification through it. And when I'm going over there, my company is not written in it. It's not mentioned. So when I'm going through the branch to a local locksmith, at that time I'm finding it in Westfield, but it's not on the other side. So this is the confusion in this part. This is number one. And number two, to make it light, if I can have a call with the Google team or a video call to show them,
of course,
or whatever, I'm ready for that. I'm ready right now if you want.
There we go. Okay, so give me a second. I'm going to see if James can help you again, because he was very helpful last time, I remember, and he was the one that got this going. So let me just see if he's available. And then what I'll do for you on the account, you haven't been with us for 11 months, by the way. You've been with us for You've been with us for 5 months. You signed up in March of this year. But what I'll do for you is they applied a service credit, so your fourth month was free. So I'll give you a service credit on this past due payment, and I'll also, after that, I'll give you 2 more months of service credits. So what that means is your local SEO is $149, and the other $100 goes to Facebook ads. So I'll just, when you're ready, collect the $100, because I already put the service credit on here. And then the next 2 months after that, you'll also only pay $100. So you're not going to start the $249 package until, let's see, this one was due in August. September will be a service credit. So in November is when you'll start paying the $249 again. And by then, I mean, obviously you're going to be ranking, your Google listing's fixed, there's going to be no further issues. But that way, it's kind of a good faith for me to kind of make you happy on your end too. You know what I mean?
Tina, I totally appreciate that. And by the way, I didn't stop the payments, but I got a fraud from Verizon. That's why I stopped my card, and it came by the way.
Okay.
I'm not that type of people who are escaping or skipping this kind of things, because it's not nice. But the thing, it came by the way. And once you called me back, you are asking for the $249 and you didn't do anything again or no results again. So I was really at that time.
I would have been upset too. Yeah. No, that's why I wanted to extend it, because I saw, you know, after the $249, you had paid another, you know, after the 2 months that you were promised, you had paid another 2 times of the full amount. So I'm going to give you a service credit for this credit, and then I'm going to give you another 2 months of service credit just to kind of make things right, okay?
All right.
Okay,
but
so James
is available.
I
want you to give the, Tina, please, if you can, give the content team the directions or order or whatever, let them check the content.
So I'm on the site, and I see that it's already been changed to Central Indiana, but I don't know how many places that would have to be updated. So I'm going to send the website development people a notification to check every single tab on the site and make sure that it's updated everywhere. So the correct way is to say Central Indiana rather than Westfield. Is that correct?
And that's correct. And also, if there is anything against the regulation for the locksmith mainly, because the locksmith's job is totally different than the others.
Yes, Google has stronger guidelines for locksmiths because you guys have access to get into people's homes if you wanted to, right? So that's just why Google is a little bit stricter on locksmiths and garage door services too, because same thing, they have access to get in through the garage to people's homes, you know? So what I'll do is I'll have them go through the website and also check the content and all the words and make sure that there's nothing there that would throw a red flag with Google, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Tina, are you ready
so
for the
James,
call?
Yeah, James said he can call you right now, but he said you he wanted me to ask you to download Google Meet in order to do this live video verification, but I don't know what he means by that, so I'll just have him call you, and if you have any questions on that, he can help you when he calls you within the next couple of minutes, okay?
All right, but I want to excuse you for something. The morning time, it's rush hours for work. Exactly, Ma. That's why, guys, you are calling me in the rush hours. Sometimes I'm working with my hands.
And you
so
can't answer
with,
it. Yeah, I get
can.
It.
And my hand is full with grease or even busy in a factory or industrial job or something like that. You are not allowed even to hold your phone. So it's happening, but and especially that I'm receiving jobs from eight other companies.
You want me to schedule
off.
It for later, like when you get off?
Yeah, let's say between 4:30 to 5, I can be there.
Okay. So you're on Eastern time or Central?
On Eastern time.
Eastern time. Okay. So 4:30 to 5 would be 1:30 to 2 our time. So let me ask James. I'll put, he is out in the field. Can you please schedule to call between 1:30 and 2 p.m. today? Okay, I'll see what he says because I don't know what his schedule's like, but if he confirms it, you'll be good there. And then for the $100, since I'm putting that all those extra service credits on here, the visa that we have ending in 5136, it
yeah,
says
this one,
that the
this one I stopped
is,
it immediately because he stolen our information, me and my wife.
Oh,
and
so
he went to
the
purchase
problem.
two Apple phones, and it was a mess still so far with Verizon, so that's why the bank by itself says they stopped it immediately. They told me we cannot continue. We have
that's
to get
what
a new
it
card.
Is. Okay, so I can update the new card for you now if you
yeah,
have it.
You
okay,
can
let's
it, yeah,
do that.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are, Ahmed.
It's 4427.
Okay.
3201.
Okay.
3490.
Okay.
7893.
And expiration?
You have 0929. And the code is 741.
741. And
yeah,
is
and
it still West Hayden Drive for the billing address? 46032?
No. I changed
nope.
That. And
so I
told
need...
the guys that I already changed it.
Well, it's okay if you changed it on your listing, but the old billing was still under Carmel. So what? Give me the whole new billing address just to be safe.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it's in Westfield.
It is in Westfield. On the listing, we have the Westfield address. Matter of fact, I'll go back and I'll look at it just to confirm. Is it 4272 West Fork Drive, 916? Okay, so let me copy that. One second, because I have to go to one screen and then copy it in the billing. Okay, I got that. And then Westfield. And then give me the zip code one more time, please.
46062.
46062. Excellent. Okay. So I will get the authorization for that $100 and apply the service credit for the next two payments also. And then James confirmed that he can call you at 4:30. And you know what? I am so sorry, but I got an error message on the card. It's telling me that I have a digit off. It says invalid account. So can you please read it again? I know you said 4427, right?
You mean the three digits?
No, the whole card.
The numbers from the beginning?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. 4427.
Okay.
3205.
3205. Got it.
3490.
7893. And then 9 of 29 and 741 on the back.
Yeah, 0929, this is the expiration, and the code is 741. The zip code is 46062.
Okay, good news, that one works, so I got the green light for you, so you're all good to go there, and James will be calling you between 4:30 and 5 o'clock your time today, so you're all good as well. And I'll tell him also, because you're busy and you're out in the field, that if for some reason you don't pick up on the first attempt, for him to try again 5 minutes later, that way you'll know it's him calling, okay?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Tina, I have another question, please. If I want to expand out of Indiana, right now I have a team, they started to work in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
How can I fix this?
So the only way to get on the first page of Google in Cincinnati, Ohio is to have a separate listing with a Cincinnati address. Or you can do the Google paid ads. Have you ever tried the pay-per-click ads?
And honestly, I didn't try it here in the United States yet.
Oh, okay.
The first agency I'm dealing with here in this country is you.
Okay, okay. So what country are you from, by the way? That's exciting.
I'm originally Egyptian, from Alexandria,
cool.
Egypt.
And
wow. I was in Egypt, I was a retail marketing manager for Nokia, but this was for the old time. Retail marketing manager, Nokia Egypt, in charge of North Egypt, and then to Saudi Arabia as retail marketing manager for Samsung Mobile in Saudi Arabia, in charge of Saudi Arabia and North Egypt, and Egypt. And after that, in Huawei, you know Huawei, right? Huawei Mobile, the company which has the problem with Trump, the Chinese one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was within the marketing director in charge of Middle East and Africa. And
oh, my goodness. Wow. You have some amazing marketing experience overseas. That is so cool. Well, thank you for sharing that. You're from a very exotic place. I love the Middle East and Egypt. People always think of the glam of Egypt with Cleopatra and all of the gold and the jewels. And I'm sure it's not actually like that, but that's such an exotic place to come from. How exciting.
It's pretty.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, and let me explain to you real quick how the Google paid ads work. If you ever wanted to do Google paid ads just so you could get some traction in Cincinnati, our minimum requirement is $300 a month to run the ads, and we send that $300 directly to Google, okay? And we set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day, and the intention there is so that budget lasts throughout the month and that you don't get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it, okay? So what would happen is every morning an ad would go up for your business everywhere in the Cincinnati area and the surrounding areas that you would like to target, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it, okay? But once people start clicking on it, so let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget, after 9 people click on it, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And again, that's a good thing. It will prevent you from getting an unexpected bill at the end of the month. Okay, so that's one route that you could go. Or you could create a brand new Google listing and website and phone number for Cincinnati and all of that and have it as like a second business as far as Google is concerned. But in order to do that, you would have to have a separate address and a separate phone number. Now, we could get you a call tracking number.
I checked for this and I found I can make a virtual office over there.
If it's a virtual office, it would be okay as long as you could receive mail there if Google sent a PIN code, but they will reject mailboxes, et cetera, or a UPS store or a PO box. So just keep that in mind. But if it's a virtual office, it should be accepted. And then what we can even do is hide the address on the listing. So once it's verified, you would just show up as Laco Locksmith in Cincinnati, Ohio, but the actual address could be hidden if it's just virtual and you don't want anybody to go there, right? So, then we could get an area code for Cincinnati and still forward those calls over to you, but that way you could get that second location set up. And if you do that, it would just be the same pricing that you have now. It would be $249 monthly for the second profile. So, yeah, you can consider doing that, or you can take the profile that you have now and just add on to it the Google Ads, and then that would be an extra $300 a month. So those are two different options for you.
I think the $300 in the beginning to start with, that I can build a client list over there. And from that point, I can go further. But this is a good idea.
Yeah. So do you want me to add that now, or do you want me to or call me back later to do that? Or what are your thoughts there? I don't know if you're already set up in Cincinnati or if you're just trying to kind of, you know, do the legwork for it now.
I think I have to collect or to be sure first of the zip codes that will work on it. And point, that we can figure the coverage. So I have to return back to the team to provide me first the zip codes, and then we can do the 300. So
got
I
it. Okay. Yeah. And when you're picking your zip codes, Ahmed, what I would recommend is pick maybe 5 to 7 solid areas that are high end that you want to market in, and start there, rather than doing like a radius. Sometimes people say, oh, can I have 100 zip codes and a 50-mile radius? The answer is yes, but that $9 daily budget will get eaten up so fast. You know, your ad might go up first thing in the morning and it might rotate off within the next half an hour because you have it showing in so many areas, right? So if you pick, you know, some more solid zip codes where you know you would like to target and start there, then you'll get more bang for your buck. And then you could always add on to it as you go. So 300 is a starting point, but sometimes people do so well with that, they call me and they increase the budget to 500 or to 1,000, you know. So you can always play around with it as much as you want. But just letting you know that if you're picking zip codes, stick with a smaller amount of solid zip codes. That way your budget will stretch out longer for you.
I got it. I'll do that.
Okay. So you're all good to go. By the way, James told me that
I think James, he was calling me during our call.
He might have. I told him to call you at 4:30 to 5 instead. So if you needed to, what you could do is he said he might have a meeting at 4:30. So if he does, he'll call you closer to 5. Will that still work?
Anytime after 4:30, because I have to pick my kids also from the school. So that's why to be home.
Got it. You want to be able to. Okay. I'll let him know then. Okay. He'll call you as scheduled at 4:30 if he can. If not, he'll call you closer to 5. Okay.
All right.
Makes sense. All right. Well, have a great rest of your day too, Ahmed.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. No problem. Bye.